Unit 9. Meals of a Day. Japanese does not have unique names for each meal, such as breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The word
gohan
is used for every meal, preceded by
朝
or morning for breakfast,
昼
or day for lunch, and
夜
or
夕
for evening or dinner.
Gohan
alone means rice, so it is used to refer to a meal or rice, depending upon the context. You will find that many Japanese people these days do not eat rice with every meal. They often have coffee and toast with butter, margarine, and various kinds of jelly for breakfast, while the traditional Japanese-style breakfast consists of a bowl of rice, fish, eggs, seaweed, and miso, soybean paste soup. For lunch, noodles made from buckwheat,
soba,
and flour,
udon,
or spaghetti are popular. Many American fast food chains are also popular, especially among young people. The Japanese dinner consists of rice, fish, meat, and vegetables. As is commonly known, the Japanese consume more fish than average Americans. Circumlocution. In this unit, you heard a man and a woman trying to agree on the time to meet for a drink and making alternative suggestions. This provides useful practice. In reality, however, you will find the Japanese people to be much more subtle when they must express a negative response. Concerned with saving face, the Japanese resort to a variety of verbal and nonverbal communication strategies and avoid directly saying no whenever they can. One common way to turn down a proposal is to remain silent. When you do not receive an immediate response to an offer, then the chances are that the person does not want to accept it, but at the same time does not want to offend you or make you feel bad. A long delay in responding may be another form of refusal. In Japan, unless you are speaking with someone you know very well and a mutual trust exists, you will rarely hear a straight answer given to a difficult question, especially when that answer involves some kind of refusal. How do you reach that level? It will take some time, but if you are sensitive to another culture quite different from yours, and have a positive attitude toward adapting to it, you will be able to acquire the communication skills necessary to establish, maintain, and develop trusting relationships with the local people.